It has been said that coincidence is God acting anonymously. Are the incidents recorded in this story coincidental? Or, perhaps, are they the guardianship of our Heavenly Father, as He works through others to keep His promise, as we hear in this story, "I am with you always."
The June sun was pleasant on her face as she stepped into its light and walked beneath McDonald's golden arches. However warm the Iowa sun was that beautiful morning, it paled in comparison to the warmth in her heart. For at that moment, she once again realized the faithfulness of her Heavenly Father. She was far from home, farther than she had ever been by herself. Apprehensiveness was her only companion as she traveled Interstate 80. 2 days prior, she left her home in Ludington in a 10-year-old car. All she would need for the next 12 months was packed in the vehicle. As she waved goodbye to friends and drove away, she was excited about her mission. However, she was not excited about traveling to Utah alone. Driving across country without companionship was a serious concern. She had known for several months that service in the mission field was her calling from Heavenly Father. She first became aware of this calling as she hugged her son David for the last time as he left to serve his own mission. Her strong desire to serve a mission was challenged by an equally strong financial need, as she would be serving her own mission during the time David was serving his.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation.
David's mission would be completed only 3 months prior to her own. Yet in spite of the financial challenge, her faith was strong that their need would be met. And her faith was rewarded. In His eternal faithfulness, her Heavenly Father provided the way.
Praise to the Lord.
Only 2 weeks prior to her scheduled departure to the MTC, a couple from the Midland stake arrived in Ludington in search of a home to rent for the next 12 months. Her home was ideal for their needs. The beautiful Iowa morning returned her thoughts to the present as her steps carried her quickly across the McDonald's parking lot to her waiting car. She paused as she reached the vehicle and then turned to wave at a young couple who were getting into their car on the far side of the lot. She had met the couple for the first time an hour ago when she entered the McDonald's for an early morning breakfast. They were seated at a table for four and smiled at her when their eyes met. The woman motioned for her to join them. She was soon to learn that this couple was the second set of guardians her father had sent to ensure her safety. Her first guardians were revealed to her the first day of her trip. A couple approached her at a rest stop and told her they were aware she was traveling alone and they were maintaining a vigilant eye for her welfare. Then, with a pleasant smile, the couple gave her a bag of apples to munch as she traveled. She recalled the comforting feeling of knowing that although she was alone in her car, she was not without traveling companions who cared for her safety as she continued her journey to distant Provo. The second revelation of guardians occurred that very morning when she enjoyed breakfast with her newfound friends at McDonald's. She accepted the invitation to join the couple and took a seat at their table. A pleasant conversation soon ensued. Once again, she was reminded that she was traveling alone. Unknown to her, the couple followed her along the highway during the previous day. Last evening, the couple chose the same hotel as she did, and now they were in the same restaurant for breakfast. All this time, they had maintained a watchful vigil to ensure her safety as their travels followed hers. Her newfound friends inquired as to her destination. She told them she was driving to Utah to enter the Missionary Training Center. She was to serve a mission sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. She informed them that she was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Her answer brought a knowing exchange of smiles between the husband and wife. With glowing countenances, they then shared the news that they were members of the church. As she marveled as to what others may call coincidence, she knew in her heart this was no coincidence. This was the care of her Heavenly Father manifested through others. As she drove from the parking lot, her heart was warm within her as she once again rejoiced in the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father who watches over each of us, often in ways we least suspect. She finished her journey to Utah without incident. She completed her training in the MTC and then served faithfully in the Virginia Roanoke Mission. Her Heavenly Father's watchful care over her travels was again evident during her return home after her mission. Her son David extended his own mission for 3 months so that his release would coincide with his mother's. He then flew to Virginia, and mother and son returned to Michigan together.